everybody. This is Joseph Pasek on barnburner.ca. And welcome to the Barn Burner Radio Network, our more than twice daily, even on the weekends. Fired Up Show is available on 114 platforms, also on the OSG Sports app. And download our app, the Barn Burner app, available on iOS and Android. Just go to the respective store, search Barn Burner, download it today. Welcome to the SmackDown update for Friday, October 18th. SmackDown this week came to you from Indianapolis, Indiana, with Giancarlo Aulino. All right, Giancarlo, I'm getting fed up with the WWE. Raw sucked. SmackDown wasn't any better. It starts off with an Intercontinental title match between Shinsuke Nakamura with Sami Zayn in his corner versus Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns beats Nakamura. He had disqualification about 12 minutes because Baron Corbin came out and drilled Roman Reigns. That brought up Daniel Bryan. They made the main event for later on tonight. What did you think of that?
I wasn't too crazy when they announced this match, but
SmackDown sucked.
The show. Yeah, they had some highlights there with Daniel Bryan making the save. But if this week's Roman Reigns, Baron Corbin feud down the line, not a fan. But Daniel Bryan versus Shinsuke is something that's a little bit intriguing. But
you're giving away the whole thing now. What's wrong with you, Carl? Are you drunk or whatever? All right, Shorty Gable versus Curtis Axel. Curtis Axel on Fox TV. Shorty Gable, Shorty G, he wants to be called.
Yeah,
Shorty G. Beat Curtis Axel in less than 2 minutes, blah, 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 whatever. Then they had a vignette with Otis and The New Day. Otis, Tucker, Big E, Xavier Woods with Kofi Kingston in their corner, taking on Roman Reigns, Robert Roode, Dolph Ziggler, Scott Dawson, and Dash Wilder. They go 11 minutes, and Heavy Machinery and The New Day beat Robert Roode, Dolph Ziggler, Scott Dawson, and Dash Wilder. I'm not even going to comment on that match. It's, why bother? All right, Demias.
Why is Kofi smiling on the outside? Like, he didn't just lose his title in 5 seconds?
Actually, no, he didn't. It was 8 seconds. Then The Miz in the ring for Miz TV. He brought out Bayley, the new Bayley, with Sasha Banks with Bayley. And go ahead, Giancarlo. Bayley looked like she said nobody was there to give her a hug, but Sasha Banks is there. So
yeah.
If nobody, why didn't she nobody but Sasha to get heat on Sasha too?
Yeah, this was a little bit of a train wreck, and Bayley trying to take a line from Vince McMahon by saying life sucks and then you die. Vince McMahon said it better back in the day. It was a good attempt by Bayley, but this whole new character of hers, when she went back at The Miz there and bringing up the draft order, her and Sasha, and The Miz just went back and showed why he's one of the best on the mic in the WWE by saying he doesn't need to change his look, change his hair color to get be relevant in WWE. So The Miz just did a great job there of tearing down her character after they just spent all that time just repackaging her. So it wasn't the best of nights for them, too.
That led to the next match. Mandy Rose, Dana Brooke, Lacey Evans, Sonya Deville, Carmella, Nikki Cross in a six-pack challenge match for a shot at the SmackDown Ladies Championship. Goes about 8 to 9 minutes, and Nikki Cross was victorious. Nikki Cross against Bayley. Like, by the way, okay, you know I'm going to talk about my girlfriend. You know I'm going to talk about Mandy Rose. Now, let me ask you a question, Giancarlo. Mandy Rose's outfit, pink, white, like light pink, what was the outfit? Let's talk about that, because it's not even worth talking about the match.
She should have won the match, in my opinion. I thought it would have been a great surprise, but with Nikki Cross, and you know Alexa Bliss will get involved, and Sasha Banks will get involved, so I'm not a fan of the outcome here.
They had Hogan from Clearwater doing a promo saying who's his members of his team because Seth Rollins is gone. So go ahead, tell them the members of Hogan's team versus Ric Flair's team. for Crown Jewel on Halloween.
So we'll find out later in the night, but first Seth Rollins is out, Rusev is in, he got Ali, he has Shorty G, and just what a great team he has. All the smaller guys. Hogan was a bigger guy, so you wouldn't expect this. But, yeah, just a great team he has lined up.
So Drew Gulak, okay, was the 205 cruiserweight, whatever you want to call him, champion. And he was a good champion. He carried the belt and all that. His first time on SmackDown Fox Network TV, who did he have him up against?
Braun Strowman.
Is Drew Gulak going to beat Braun Strowman, or is Braun Strowman going to get these hands and beat him in 2.5 minutes?
I'm leaning towards 2.5 minutes. Sounds about right.
All right. So there you go. That was the next match, okay? I'm not even going to talk about that. Then it was Daniel Bryan, Roman Reigns versus King Corbin and Shinsuke Nakamura. Go ahead, Giancarlo.
Yeah, so this matchup, right before it started, we found out Roman Reigns. They announced it. The captain of Team Hogan replacing Seth Rollins is Roman Reigns. Comes up to a nice reaction. They have the match they were supposed to have earlier on. Turns into this tag, and the team of Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns get the win. So big win for them as they build momentum for their Crown Jewel matchup.
Giancarlo, what did you think of SmackDown overall?
I give it a 6 out of 10.
6 out of 10? 6 out of 10?
That's what? Because they announced what I'm going to be watching next week, so that was a highlight for me.
6 out of 10, you're saying?
Yeah. Rounding it up from 5.85 out of 10.
All right. Well, who wants breaking news? Giancarlo, do you want breaking news? You haven't heard this news. Edge will be at Crown Jewel. Edge will wrestle at Crown Jewel. Bank on it. All right? How about that? And you know what? I'm sick and tired of Raw. We do Raw recaps, SmackDown recaps, NXT, All Elite or whatever. But the show, for the last 2-3 weeks, NWA Power. Maybe I should do a show called Power Slam. What about that, Giancarlo? Are you into that?
Much better than Raw.
I fell asleep.
Rewind.
I fell asleep. I fell asleep. I fell asleep during I don't know. If you're going to pay $1 billion, what they're paying to the WWE, and provide this product, like, what's going on here? By the way, WWE returns for a house show in Toronto at Coca-Cola Coliseum Saturday, December 28th. It looks like it's a SmackDown branded show, but it's not a Friday, it's a Saturday. Thank you very much, WWE Raw House Show, again at Coca-Cola Coliseum, formerly Ricoh Coliseum, the home of Toronto Marlies, Saturday, December 28th. Giancarlo, anything else you want to add?
No, I'm set on that. This week at WWE, they need to step it up because it was a train wreck.
Chris Cyborg reached out to the WWE for a WrestleMania match. They wanted to book her a couple months ago. She flaked out on them. Now WWE is wondering if she just wants publicity. Also, the Tribute to the Troops special, which happens every year now, will be taped on December 6th from North Carolina, Fayetteville, North Carolina. All right, and they'll feature, it's going to be a SmackDown taping. We'll feature SmackDown stars Roman Reigns, Bray Wyatt, Daniel Bryan, The New Day, Braun Strowman, Bayley, Sasha Banks, Shinsuke Nakamura, Dolph Ziggler, Robert Roode, King Corbin, as well as some Raw stars will be that. That's December 6th for the Tribute to the Troops special. All right, Giancarlo, tell everybody how they can get a hold of you. Let's hope next week's a better wrestling week for the WWE, because Giancarlo, I'm refusing to do shows now. You're going to have to do it by yourself. You think you could carry a show by yourself?
I think I would just read the results if we get quality Monday Night Raws like we did this week.
Why, are you saying Monday Night Raw was quality this week?
No, the opposite of quality. That's a result reader kind of show. Start to finish, nothing, no highlights on that. SmackDown was a bit of an improvement. That's not saying much, but I have to give AEW the lead this week for having the best show.
Wrong. NWA was the best show. Why?
Okay, yeah. Aaron Stevens.
It featured our good friend, Aaron Stevens. And you know why it's also a good show? Because every time Aaron comes on our show, John Carwell drives a half an hour to the studio. I can't win on radio.tv. Or else John Carwell, the lazy guy, never goes and leaves his room. Right? Right. Thanks a lot, John Carwell.